This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odell Beckham, we know that he was all over the place at the national championship. Well, yesterday, the news comes out that the New Orleans police issued an arrest warrant for Odell on a complaint of simple battery. So when I first saw the headline from Florio Pro Football Talk, I was like, before I opened the article, I was like, this can't be for the butt pat. This, he had to have done something afterwards or out somewhere at night, one of the bars on Bourbon Street. It can't be for patting the butt. In case you missed it, there was video of a police officer going over to one of the players. We know that they were putting out cigars. They were like, we're going to arrest you guys if you don't stop smoking cigars, celebrating. And then they were checking like Gatorade bottles for alcohol. And Odell comes over and slaps the officer on his rear end. The officer turns around, and then Odell, like, starts yapping at him. Like, not, I don't even know how to describe it. It wasn't.
Did you know the song he was singing? He was singing a song called
Get the Gat or something.
Get the Gat.
Get the Gat.
Get the Gat.
Get the Gat. And he's like, he has a serious face on, but you can tell he's playfully trash talking. And the officer, like, didn't seem to do anything aggressive in that moment. And then, bam, yesterday the news comes out that the New Orleans police issue an arrest warrant. And not only that, they originally wanted Odell charged with misdemeanor sexual battery. Now, in the Me Too climate, if that was a female police officer, I could see how that would be sexual battery. So it should be that for a male officer as well. You know, originally I rolled my eyes, I laughed it off, but I was like, hey, with Odell, you never know. So if it was a female officer getting slapped on the butt, it would have been a much bigger deal. So it has to be a big deal for the male officer.
But does it make a difference if it's Paul Blart? Because this is a security guard.
Now, this is a great question I have, debate. Are the officers in the locker room, should they be like your mall security? Or, given the money, the status, the event, should they be higher up security? Yeah, Make sure people don't get into the locker room. You got Odell Beckham. You got Lael Collins. You got millionaires in there. You got the national champions of college football. And I was like, is that a mall cop? Should it be a mall cop? No disrespect to the mall cops. Or should it be
real, you know, like police.
Like we've had memorabilia stolen. Like Tom Brady's locker has been raided of jerseys. I have that question for the fan text as well.
Yeah, I mean, I would I assumed it was like, you know, actual uniform detail, like actual police officers, not security or a security team, a third party.
Yeah.
I would assume it was actual New Orleans PD. That surprised me.
Louisiana officials or Louisiana rules law defines simple battery as battery committed without the consent of the victim. Punishment in Louisiana can include a fine of no more than $1,000 and imprisonment for no more than 6 months. So I just posted this story yesterday, and I just wanted to see what would happen. I wanted to see the perspective from police officers. Don't touch someone in uniform. Odell Beckham overreaction. Odell Beckham is a clown. This is a joke of a story. Race, is that going to be brought into it? All of this. And it exploded everywhere.
It did. And look, I think I've been consistent on this. Like, I think we're a little too technical on battery. Like, to me, was there an intent to harm? No. Okay, we've checked that box. So it's like, if it's yes, then you move on to the next question. If the answer is no, there was no intent to harm, then that's not battery. You know, that's just how I look at it. Like, and maybe that's too gray or too black and white. I don't know, but that's just my personal opinion. Like, if someone slapped me on the butt, the last thing that would dawn on me is this was assault of some form.
Yeah.
I just didn't grow up like that. Now, maybe that makes me an idiot, And that's fine. I'm comfortable with being a moron. I've been a moron my whole life.
You know I can't stand Odell Beckham. He's a clown. He embarrassed himself at this game, and they should just not allow him back near any events for a while. But this feels like an overreaction by the police.
It's the Dez catch of law. A little too technical on the term, what is battery, what is assault. I'll say this. You got to be a moron to do this to a police officer.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Anybody holding a gun, I'm not touching.
I half joked about it yesterday, but now I'm for real. Like, we need to find out if Odell Beckham, like, what was he drinking? What was he on?
Yeah, this was his Kanye West VMA moment. Beyonce had the greatest album of all time or yeah. Whatever. This is what they, I mean, it was that. It was the police incident. It was going up into the band.
Did you see him go up into the band? He had to be escorted out. He was trying to pay the band money to play. What was that song we were talking about with Broadus?
It was Cameo.
Neck?
Word up?
Something about no, neck?
It was, yeah, out of your neck. It's like, it's a really weird song.
It's like the LSU, you know, chant or some song called Neck. That he was trying to get them to play. By the way, how much money did he bring to this game?
Was it real money?
I don't know. So he's paying players. He's trying to bribe the band. He's throwing it out, making it rain in the locker room.
Oh, and Karl Malone. Karl Malone was there at the game.
Karl Malone? Yeah, I didn't see Karl Malone. Oh,
He's really great now. He's really great now. But he's on the field, like, bumping into him and posting him up like it's the 98 NBA Finals or something.
What does the fan text say, Roy? I'm fascinated. 877-881-1053. I agree with RJ. Little bit of an overreaction on this, but still dumb of Odell. You know, a lot of people say this in society. I'm not going to get into this topic too much, but hey, don't put your hands on anyone in uniform. Just keep your hands off people in uniform. Yeah. Don't approach anyone. Don't be cussing people out like Antonio Brown. But Odell did it, and now he has a warrant out.
From the 469, whether it is or isn't technically assault is irrelevant. The police shouldn't pursue charges. It's a terrible look for them. From the 214, this was simply OBJ being insecure and trying to look cool in front of college kids. From the 214, simple battery does not require intent to harm. Hence the term simple.
Yeah.
So that's the AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 877-881-1053.
Sandler tweeted, when I was 12 years old at a bar mitzvah, a playful food fight broke out when we were eating. I got some Dippin' Dots, cocked my spoon, and fired. I missed my target and hit a cop in the chest. He took me to a back room and handcuffed me. I cried.
See, that's a hard-o. That's a hard-o cop right there, man.
Yeah.
We don't need that. Like, and here's the thing. All anybody's talking about relative to
is
Odell.
Is it bar or bar? It feels like it should be bar mitzvah.
Bar mitzvah.
But it's bar mitzvah?
It's pronounced bar mitzvah.
Yeah, but it's spelled B-A-R?
Mm-hmm.
Bar? Okay.
There's a bot and a, there's yeah, because the women, the girls is a bat mitzvah.
Yeah, but relative to Odell, the only thing that anybody was talking about with him was how much of a clown he looked like. Like, it was about how bad he looked, and now just by pressing charges or even making it look like you're going to press charges, you look just as bad as he does.
And now not only does LSU have to deal with the money, the Browns now have to issue a statement saying we're looking into this, we're aware, we're not going to comment, it's an act of this. An idiot. Stay far away. Imagine that. Have fun, Stefanski. Have fun, Stefanski, with this guy. And imagine dealing with him day to day, week to week. I'm just misunderstood, and the world's just out to get me. You're an immature teenager. That's how Odell Beckham acts. Imagine that with Baker Mayfield running around. Good grief. All right, I don't know. This totally got buried in DFW. Of course, Carlos Beltran is out as part of the cheating scandal. But a St. Louis reporter, Jeff Jones, yesterday tweeted this. Houston is one of three teams I've had multiple players identify to me as the most egregious with electronic sign stealing. The others, Milwaukee and Texas.
Really?
So the Rangers being thrown into the mix by Jeff Jones, a St. Louis reporter.
Let me tell you something, Jeff Jones. Do you know what?
Do you know what two names came up yesterday as soon as this happened? They go, if we find out Ruggie was wired or Jeff Mathis... And oh they God. Still had a negative war, hit 201. They need to be relegated. They need to be deported.
They do. Listen to me, all right? If the Texas Rangers were involved in sign stealing, cheating, electronic use of buzzers, whatever it is, that is the worst indictment on technology there's ever been.
Why?
They won 76 games.
It's an indictment on them, not the technology.
Yeah, exactly, on them. Like, it's, you know, you're gonna cheat and you only win 70-something games?
Yeah.
Boy, if you cheat, you better be, that number better start with a 9.
Sandler's listening. Jared, text us what you know about this. He said, Roy, it's not pronounced bar mitzvah. We aren't blanking sheep. So there's Jared with
there's
the...
There's a male and a female. Yeah. And the female is a bot. I think it's a bot mitzvah.
All right, I want to get into the Jessica Mendoza stuff because I think we're going to be the only two people in the entire world that maybe defend her here. So Jessica Mendoza, ESPN analyst, Mets advisor, basically called out Mike Fiers. Mike Fiers is the whistleblower who went on the record and called out the Astros for cheating. Here's Jessica Mendoza yesterday on ESPN.
How much for each player of what they were doing? Who's going to tell? We had one player that came out and ratted everyone out, but are you going to get and dig into the weeds and have player being like, well, it was Max, it was definitely Steven. I mean, you're not going to be able to really find out.
How do you view Mike Fiers for ratting everyone out?
I mean, as a teammate, as someone that's been in a clubhouse, I am all for going to your next team and be like, hey, yo, when we play the Astros, like, look out, this is what's going on. To publicly come out, I mean, when I found that out, I was fired up just being a teammate.
So she said she was disappointed. I'm stunned at all the people destroying Jessica Mendoza. I'm really surprised that everyone killed her yesterday, including baseball players. Trevor Bauer, by the way, also doesn't shut up.
He does not.
And he's doing an Ask Me Anything today, so buckle up for that. But when this story first broke, I remember us asking if Mike Fiers was a rat.
Yeah.
So, like, steroids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised how many people, I thought everyone was united in not being a rat. But no, people are trying to say, if Fiers didn't do that, you know, then this never gets uncovered. He did it for the good of the game. He's improving the sport. But whatever happened to ratting?
Yeah, whatever happened, just, you know, like, you know things. You don't air your dirty laundry. You keep that to yourself. You fix it yourself. I understand that.
Like, the question is, should Mike Fiers be praised for helping baseball, cleaning this up, or ridiculed for putting other people on blast? And by the way, he did it when he left the armpit. He did it when he left the Astros.
That's the easy thing to do. You know,
Jessica Mendoza here is talking about the code.
Right. The tough thing to do is Mike Fiers to stand up in the middle of his clubhouse and say, hey, guys, stop doing this. And if they don't stop, then go to the media while he's a member of the team.
Right.
That's the honorable conviction thing to do. To do it after you've gone to Oakland or wherever, you know, whatever team you go to, that ain't that difficult. And I understand, Mike Fiers, that he, because none of these things in baseball are victimless. Right, if someone's using PEDs, that means that someone who isn't getting the major leagues. Right, it's a zero sum. If I'm in, that means somebody else is not in.
Right.
All right. If I'm cheating, that means someone else may not be cheating, and you know, I'm going to get money, and they're not going to get money, or whatever it may be. But at the end of the day, like, you know, if he found out that somebody was getting hazed in the locker room, abused in the locker room, and he wants to say, you're protecting someone else. Like, this, you know, my initial reaction was, God, why would he say this? Every player in Major League Baseball is doing something wrong.
I would never want to play with Mike Fiers as a teammate.
I would never want to give him any information at all.
I would never want Mike Fiers in my clubhouse. Now, what about steroids? What if someone in the middle of it all stood up, held a press conference, and goes, guess what I know? An active player. Bonds, McGuire, Clemens. Would that person be praised or killed?
Killed.
Well, why is Fiers being praised?
Man, there are...
Mike Fiers is looked at... Yesterday, he was a hero.
I know. I'll tell you, there is... And Roy and I had this discussion yesterday. Like, people are way too... They love rats nowadays.
Yeah.
They want everything to be outed. Oh, you do something wrong, you got to tell people about it. I mean, I know something that's in the inner workings, we've been told things, and maybe that's just how, you know, how we're wired. You keep your mouth shut about this.
I get what Jessica Mendoza was saying. I understand it. So I'm going to take up for her. She's getting roasted.
Yeah, like I personally love that it came out because we're getting content out of it.
Of course.
But at the same time, like I'm like, if I'm a player, you broke a sacred code.
But then other people are like, hey, give him more props for not being an anonymous source. He put his name on it. He put his name on it rather than just leak it. And if he just leaks it quietly, maybe it doesn't blow up into this and fix the sport ultimately.
That's true.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.